السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam Hussein was never desirous of political power.
حضرت آقا، عده‌ای میگویند حسین برای حب ریاست خروج کرد و جنگ او برای رسیدن به مطامع دنیوی بوده.
اولا از بدیهیات در دین مبین اسلام این است که خروج و جنگی که به انگیزه ریاست و مقاصد دنیایی باشد گناهی بس بزرگ است. در صورتی که از نظر ما و شما حضرت امام حسین از هر گناهی حتی صغیره منزه و مبرا بوده. ثانیاً اگر کسی به خاطر رسیدن به ریاست و قدرت قیام کند، زن و بچه خود را همراهش نمیبرد و تا حدی که برایش مقدور است خود را به اسباب و تجهیزات جنگی مجهز می کند.
سید سلطان الواعظ in Shirazi: We believe that Hussein, the martyr, was rightly guided and that he was murdered unjustly by the officers of the Bani Umayyah. But there are some people, particularly among our young people, who say that the Battle of Karbala was strictly a military and not a religious event. It is said that Hussein ibn Ali proceeded to Kufa in quest of power, and it is the duty of every government to curb such dangers. Accordingly, Yazid resisted this threat. They requested the revered Imam to pay unconditional allegiance to Caliph Yazid, to whom obedience was obligatory. They wanted him to go to Syria to live there with the Caliph honorably or to go back to his native place, but he did not follow their advice, and consequently he was killed. They conclude that any mourning for such a worldly man who was killed because of his love of power is not only meaningless, but is an innovation. Do you have a reply to this point? How do you disprove the idea that the Battle of Karbala was not the culmination of a political struggle?
Every good or bad action is based on our knowledge of Allah. The objectors should first recognize Allah, and then they should acknowledge the divine book, the Quran. From that acknowledgement, it follows that we recognize that whatever is in that book is praise. Anyone who believes that Hussein ibn Ali was motivated by worldly goals denies the truth of the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty has given evidence of Hussein's purity in the Holy Quran. He says, Allah desires only to keep away uncleanness from you, O people of the house, and to purify you with a thorough purifying. Chapter 33, verse 33 of the Holy Quran. Most of your ulama, like Muslim, Tirmidhi, Tha'labi, Sijistani, Abu Nu'aym Isfahani, Abu Bakr Shirazi, Suyuti, Hamwaini, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Zamakhshari, Baydawi, Ibn Athir, and others have held that this verse was revealed in praise of the Holy Five, the Ahlul Bayt, people of the house, Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. This verse is the greatest proof for the infallibility and purity of this holy people. The greatest impurity is love for worldly power. There are many hadith from the Prophet and the Imams condemning aspiration for worldly power and the fulfillment of our carnal desires. The Prophet said, Love and friendship with the world is the root of all evil. Abu Abdullah Hussein had no love for worldly power. He certainly did not risk his life and the lives of his family in order to attain transitory rule in this world. If Imam Hussein's stand against Yazid was merely for worldly power, the Prophet would not have ordered people to help him. Your own ulama confirmed this point. Sheikh Sulaiman Balkhi Hanafi in his Yanabi al-Mawadda from the histories of Bukhari and Ibn Sikkin from Zakhair al-Uqba of Imam al-Haram Shafi'i narrate from Anas ibn Harith ibn Bayah, who said that he heard the Holy Prophet say, Verily, my son Hussein will be killed on the soil of Karbala. Every one of you who was present at that time must help him. The best evidence in support of my view is the Imam's address on the night before the day of Ashura. until that night, soldiers were ready to fight for him. Hussein gathered the people together and told them, "Those who have come here for worldly gain should know that tomorrow, whoever remains on this soil will be killed. The enemy is after me alone. I lift the binding force of allegiance from your necks. It is night, and you can depart in the darkness." Many accepted his proposal and departed. Only 42 people remained, 18 Bani Hashim and 24 companions. After midnight, 30 enemy soldiers moved toward the Imam's camp for a night attack. But when they heard Hussein reciting the Holy Quran, they were filled with emotion and joined the Imam. These were the 72 people who sacrificed their lives on the day of Ashura. Most of them were pious people, and many were reciters of the Holy Quran. Hussein's noble sacrifices are acknowledged today by friend and foe alike. Even those alien to our religion are impressed by his heroism.
Sayyid Sultan al-Wa'idin Shirazi, we are really much indebted to you. We have been very impressed by your explanation of the facts concerning Hussein ibn Ali. Until now, we have followed other people and have been deprived of the blessings of ziyarat, pilgrimage to the holy tomb of the Hussein ibn Ali. We were told that to visit Hussein ibn Ali's shrine was bid'ah, or innovation. Of course, what a good innovation it is, since it inspires man and helps him understand the truth about the descendants of the Prophet.